This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday as several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected Triad gang members last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevan has more.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station, hours after protesters had marched through central Hong Kong and defaced China's liaison office. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
Anna Bevan of Reuters. Meanwhile, Russian police detained hundreds of people on Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. Jonah Green of Reuters reports.
Protesters rallied in the street calling for opposition candidates to be registered for local elections in Moscow, which they have been barred from. Jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny had called for the protest near the Moscow's mayor office to pressure authorities to allow candidates to run in the September 8th vote. But authorities called the protest illegal. They say candidates were prohibited from running because they had failed to collect enough signatures, an allegation the opposition rejects as false. The protest campaign is also intended to raise the heat on Russia's tightly controlled political system at a time when President Vladimir Putin's rating has dropped after years of falling incomes.
Jonah Green of Reuters. This is VOA News. Eight senior military officers are to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters last month. A joint probe by prosecutors and the ruling military council revealed Saturday that Rapid Support Forces paramilitaries were involved in the raid, along with some members of other security forces. Shortly before dawn on June 3rd, gunmen in military fatigues raided the site of a weeks-long sit-in outside Army headquarters, shooting and beating protesters in an operation that also left hundreds wounded. The prosecutor in the case said that the week following the dispersal, a crackdown in Khartoum killed at least 87 people, including 17 inside the sit-in area. Protesters rejected that number, saying that more than 120 people were killed. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which has been spearheading the protests since December, rejected the prosecutor's conclusion as shocking. U.S. President Donald Trump hit out Saturday at a prominent congressman who's been a strong critic of Trump's handling of the migration crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Representative Elijah Cummings chairs the House Oversight Committee, which is conducting multiple investigations into the president's governmental dealings. In a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump called Cummings a brutal bully after the congressman's public tongue-lashing of top Homeland Security officials over conditions for migrants detained along the southern border. Trump says the border is clean and well-run, but calls Cummings' majority black Baltimore district a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess, accusing the congressman of ignoring it. In his own tweet, Cummings notes that he goes home to his district every day and says while it's his constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, it's his moral duty to fight for his constituents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pakistan's military says at least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two separate militant attacks. Six soldiers were killed in the first attack when militants across the Afghan border fired on a military patrol near a security post in the North Waziristan region. Then four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Balochistan province. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the North Waziristan attack. There was no claim for the Balochistan attack. And rescuers in India Saturday safely evacuated all 700 passengers from a train after it got stuck in monsoon floodwaters between two stations near Mumbai. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
If It's VOA.